Okay, so hello everybody, my name is Montse Meneses. I came from the University Autonomous of Barcelona. Also, the work that I am going to present, this LCA in water reuse, has been done with the University of Rovira I Virgili. So, first of all, I know that during this week, you have been talking about LCA, LCA in energy, LCA in wastewater, but today is the first day that you are going to have a session about reuse water. Because of that, I have seen that the first thing that we have to do is to think about what you know about reuse water, because I don't know your knowledge and if you have any idea or no. So I have prepared 5 questions. It's a small questionnaire with 5 short questions that I will ask you to answer, to think a little bit, then. And then you are going to answer before the presentation, and after the presentation we are going to check your answers and to know if you have learned something about reuse water or not. Okay? So, okay, have you finished? We can continue. We are going to continue. Okay. As you know, the main function of a wastewater treatment plant is to minimize the environmental impact of discharging untreated water into a natural water system. However, if we want to have a wastewater treatment plant, we have a tertiary treatment, then we use a resource that is the reduced water for non-potable uses. How is the scheme of a wastewater treatment plant with a tertiary treatment? You have a water line with a sludge line. In the water line, you have the primary treatment, the secondary treatment, and after that, you have the tertiary treatment. And then you get your reclaimed water, it means your resource. Why do we need to reuse water? We know that nowadays we have a problem with water quantity and also with water quality. Why? Because there are changing temperature, precipitation patterns, and snow melt. And that means that that provokes a problem in water availability. Also, we have change in higher water temperatures, change in the timing, intensity, and duration of precipitation that provoke a problem in water quality. So, we have problems in water quantity and water quality, and these problems are increasing. Because of that, we have an alternative solution to use urban water for non-potable uses. In this way, we are going to save fresh water that we can use only for urban users. What is now, how we are using the fresh water? Nowadays, in this is the case of Spain, we have used the fresh water use 78% for irrigation, 14% for refrigeration, and 5% for industrial application. Only the 30% of the fresh water is used for urban users. So that means that if we use reuse water, we can use for irrigation, for industrial application, and then we will save a big amount of fresh water. What is the situation with the reuse water here in Catalonia? In the amount of wastewater that is reused has increased during this last year. However, it is a smaller amount. In 2005, it was only a 3% of the wastewater. And in 2008, it was the 7%. So we double, but still is a small amount, the one that we reuse. The objective is that in 2050, we will get 200 hectometers cubic, that will mean the 31% of the wastewater. What we can do with this wastewater? We we use for environmental application, the almost the 18%. Environmental application means surface water replacement and groundwater recharge. Also, we use a 9% in recreation activities, the 1% in municipal uses. 9% of irrigation, 11% of recreation activities, and 1% of municipal uses. So we can do a lot of things with this reduced water. The use of reclaimed water increases the ability of water for urban service, replacing fresh water use in other purposes like industrial or agriculture. Water reuse strategies are intended to solve the water scarcity problem without promoting other environmental problems. Because of that, it is necessary to be able to make an environmental evaluation of water reclamation or water reuse by means of an objective methodology. In this context, life cycle analysis methodologies offer an approach for make the environmental assessment. So, I know that in these days you have been learning about LCA, and that now you know that LCA have four main steps: the LCA definition, inventory, impact assessment, and interpretation. Now we are going to look how we are going to apply all these steps in the case of reuse water. So, first, this study has two main objectives. The first objective is to estimate the current environmental impact associated to a typical wastewater reuse plant. It means to a wastewater plant with tertiary treatment. What we are going to get with this? We are going to know what impact has the tertiary treatment that we need in order to get the reuse water. After that, we are going to estimate the environmental impact of producing 1 meter cubic of reclaimed water for agricultural irrigation and for reclaimed water for non-agricultural users. And we are going to compare with the environmental impact of producing 1 meter cubic of potable water and 1 meter cubic of desalination water. So, what we are going to consider? We are going to consider only the operation stage of the wastewater treatment plant. We are going to consider the primary, the secondary, and the tertiary treatment. And we are going to consider all the inputs and outputs that we are going to have. That means all the energy and mass inputs and outputs flows, including all the additives, usage, the packaging, the transport to the wastewater treatment plant, the waste generation, and the treatment. It means that we are going to consider the reactive use at the different treatment stages and the transport to the wastewater treatment plant. Also, we are going to consider the waste generation and the treatment that we are going to do with this waste. We are not going to consider building materials and the construction step, and also the dismantling and the water distribution system. So, after that, we arrive to the second step, the inventory. So, in this case, we are going to take all the inputs and outputs. So, the functional unit that we consider, it was 1 meter cubic of residual water treated, and the life cycle inventory was performed after collecting data from several sources: site-specific operation data from internal reports, and personal interview from the wastewater treatment plant staff, data from previous study and bibliography. All data that we have used are relative to mass and energy flows correspond to current operation data from 2008. And we have used the eco vector for LCA from EcoInvent. All the data are adapted to the Spanish electricity mix and the European model for transport and water. So, this is the scheme of the plant that we have studied. The plant that we have studied is located in a tourist town on the Mediterranean coast. That means that this city has inhabitants in winter, and the amount of inhabitants is treble in summertime because it is a tourist village. So we have a primary treatment, a secondary treatment. After the secondary treatment, 88% of the water is disposed in the sea, and only 12% go to the tertiary treatment. After the tertiary treatment, 90% of the water can be used for reclaimed water, and 10% of the water doesn't not get the specification needed, and its disposal in the sea. So, the last step, the impact assessment, that the indicators that we have used are three: the global warming potential, they reflect the contribution of the various emissions to the increase in the effect of global warming. We have calculated fresh water use. These indicators show how much fresh water is consumed from the different sources. And we have used the cumulative energy demand. So, if we start to apply all this in our case study, then we will be able to evaluate the current environmental impact associated to a typical wastewater treatment plant. What we have here? We have the results for the different states that you have: the primary treatment, the secondary treatment, the tertiary treatment, and the sludge line. And you have here the contribution of each stage to all the impact. In this case, we have the acidification, global warming potential, eutrophication, all the classical HCA indicators, and also water use and cumulative energy demand. If we have a look of this figure, we have to take into account that the primary treatment and the secondary treatment are mandatory for legislation. And we see that these two states are the ones that have the highest contribution to all the environmental impact. Also, if we have a look to the tertiary treatment, we see that the tertiary treatment is the general one. The tertiary treatment, the contribution is about 4% to the 14% in the total impact. But we should keep in mind that only 12% of the wastewater reach to the tertiary treatment. So it's not all the water that go to the wastewater treatment plant. But also, this is not a high percentage, okay? After that, we can say, okay, let's go to see a little bit more how is the tertiary treatment. Then here we have the one that corresponds to the plant that we have studied. After the secondary treatment, you have an intermediate pumping, a coagulation, prechlorination, sand filter, ultraviolet treatment, post-chlorination, final pumping, and then you get your reuse water. We should take into account that here you have intermediate pumping and a final pumping. That is an important point in this case because the design of the plant, it was first the wastewater treatment plant, and then they added the tertiary treatment. Because of that, they need a lot of intermediate pumping. So after that, if we evaluate all these stats, we see that the intermediate pumping and the final pumping has a highest contribution to all the impact. So we should think that the pumping are a located characteristic. So an optimal plant location should be considered a priority aspect in order to reduce the wastewater treatment plant impact. Maybe in the case that you design your plant before you build with the tertiary plant, you will avoid this this impact. So from this first section, what are the main conclusions that we have to get? There are three main conclusions. The addition of the tertiary treatment represents a low increment in the impact of the plant. while giving benefits of, for the product obtained, reclaimed water usable for non-potable users. The use of reclaimed water to replace potable water helps preserving a valuable resource, fresh water. And the last, reuse water is a resource get from a wastewater after a tertiary treatment. So after this first section, we can go to estimate the environmental impact of producing 1 meter cubic of reclaimed water for agriculture irrigation for non-agriculture users, compare this value with 1 meter cubic of potable water and 1 meter cubic of desalinated water. What are the differences between agriculture irrigation and non-agricultural irrigation? Mainly on the benefits of replacing fertilizers. In this case, in the case of reclaimed water for agricultural irrigation, you have a benefit of replacing fertilizers. And in the case of reclaimed water for non-agricultural users, you only have the benefit of saving water resource. This is the result for the global warming potential. First, we have the reclaiming water for agricultural use, from urban use, for potable water and desalination water. What we see here in this? We see that the desalinated water presents a higher impact due to the energy consumption of this kind of plant. Also, we can observe that the reclaiming water used for agriculture present a slight impact in comparison with the other option. This is because of the benefit of the, because you are saving fertilizer. The second indicator, the fresh water use, we can see that the production of 1 meter cubic of potable water presents the high impact. This is because the production of 1 meter cubic of potable water consume more than 1 meter cubic of fresh water, while reclaimed and resalination water have insignificant fresh water consumption. This aspect is mainly relevant in water stress locations as a situation like we have here in Spain, on the Mediterranean coast. The last indicator, the cumulative energy demand, you can see that the profile is quite similar to the global warming potential. We have that desalinated water presents a higher impact due to the energy consumption of this kind of plants. Also, we can observe that the reclaimed water used for agriculture presents a slight impact in comparison with other options. Here we have the three indicators. You can see that the global warming potential and the cumulative energy demand have this, a similar profile. And we can see that the production of reclaimed water in agricultural application is the most environmental friendly option. That is, as I told you before, because it reduces fertilizer requirements, the nitrogen content in the reclaimed water replaces the fertilizer needed for agriculture, thus avoiding the production of the fertilizer, and it is associated environmental impact. Also, we can see that the production of reclaimed water for non-agricultural use and potable water have a similar environmental profile in global warming potential and in the cumulative energy demand. However, with the potable water is quite different, because the most important difference is the fresh water use indicator. The production of 1 meter cubic of potable water consumes more than 1 meter cubic of fresh water. And for the last is that desalinated water has the highest environmental impact for the global warming potential and the cumulative energy demand. So the conclusions for this second section are two main conclusions. The non-potable use of reclaimed water for both agricultural and non-agricultural applications show the advantage of including a tertiary treatment in a wastewater treatment plant in order to produce a valuable product that can replace both potable and desalination water, especially in water-stressed locations. And we have to keep always in mind that in the case of agricultural applications, we get the benefits of replacing fertilizer. Also, the last conclusion is that the use of desalinated water for non-potable use should never be allowed, since the environmental and economic impacts of its production are significant when compared with the other options. So, after all this, this presentation, now let's go to check the questionnaire that I gave you before, and then let's go to see your answer and the answers after the presentation. So, the first question, it was, do you think that wastewater can be a resource? Yes. We know that we have the wastewater treatment plant, and we can add a tertiary treatment, and then we can get reused water that can be used only for non-potable users. What can you do with this reused water, application of reused water? As I showed you before, we can use as irrigation, like environmental application, recreation activities, and as municipal users. Do you think that have you used reused water in your life or in your neighbor? Probably. Maybe you are using, and you don't know, in Puerto Ventura they are using for irrigation reduced water. In some golf or city parks they are using irrigation. Maybe in your village and you don't know that. But nowadays reduced water is being used every time more, and they are being applied in a lot of golf and places like Puerto Ventura. Yeah, all in the when we say all this in refrigeration, we can use reused water when you use reused water in the industry, normally you use like refrigeration or application. Okay. Dennis, do you know the treatment to get reused water? You know now, at least, that you need a tertiary treatment? That nowadays, at least in Spain, it's mandatory for legislation until the secondary treatment, but some wastewater treatments are applying the tertiary treatment, then they get the reused water. And that you know that the reduced water, the tertiary treatment, this is an scheme. This is a case study that is located here in Barcelona with a disinfection of ultraviolet treatment, but it's not the only methodology that you can use in order to get reduced water. There are lots. And the last was, do you know if reused water has higher or lower environmental impact than potable water? We have a look of these three indicators. We can see that potable reclaiming water have a lower impact than potable water, but they are more or less the same. The big difference with potable water is with the fresh water use indicator. Okay, because for if you want to get 1 meter cubic of potable water, you need more than 1 meter cubic of fresh water. For the other impacts, they have a similar similar impact. In the case of desalination, we can see that the desalination water has always a biggest impact than the reclaimed water used for agricultural use or for urban uses. Okay? I don't know if you have changed your answer after the presentation or no. You have any question? We have included the transport of, for instance, of the reactive that you need in your treatment plant from the factory to the treatment plant, and also the transport of the waste that you generate in your wastewater treatment plant for the plant to the disposal treatment that you need. From the reclaimed water. No, we have not considered, because this is a local question, and it will depend on the on your local situation and your geographical situation, and we have not considered in this study.
For Barcelona,
which is close to the
city, for instance, all the crops are not in, so you should need farms.
But you also need a pump to transport the potable water from you, the potable treatment plant. So we have not considered the. Yeah, but we have not considered in this case the transport of the reclaimed water, because we have not considered the transport of the potable water or the transport of the desalinated plant. So as we wanted to compare all the impacts, we have not considered the transport of the water in the next case.
Okay.
Maybe it could be interesting to make a this study and to compare with the.
For me, the first step for water reuse, okay, you said that the secondary treatment is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And the secondary treatment consists in acidification and desertification mainly, and carbon removing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have sanitation, the water as part of it.
Yeah.
But the next step for water reuse is to don't remove the nutrient. Yeah, because the main value in the wastewater is the water itself, but maybe even more the fertilizers.
Yeah.
And so if you don't change anything in the system and you remove all the nutrients in the secondary step, then the efficiency of the water will go on. I mean, if you change the entire system.
Yeah,
you
are right, but we have not considered the transport of you have to keep in mind that in this case, you only keep the 12%, and that it's bigger the amount that you are going to dispose in the sea. So if you keep the nitrogen, you should change this percentage.
That
could be a good idea, because then you will get.
Many of our plants actually have filtration, so they have already If you look at the interest in Catalonia in general, how do you look at the interest to really obtain more reclaimed water, building pressure treatment and so on? What is the attitude among the utilities and the politicians and so on to get more reclaimed water?
The politicians now?
Yes.
We don't have money.
No.
They don't have money. No, but...
On the other hand, you can use an economic analysis now.
Yeah.
Having, well, is it profitable? What do they say?
From my point of view, not from the politicians.
Yes, from your point of view.
From my point of view, I thought that now we should install a tertiary treatment in all the wastewater treatment plant and to try to reuse as much as possible, because we have an important problem with water here. So I think that a solution to this problem is to install a tertiary treatment, but we know that that means money, and nowadays that's a big problem.
But you may be able to persuade the politicians.
Sorry?
You may be able to argue for the politicians and they change their
mind.
Yeah,
I can try. But I think that in order to solve the problem that we have, you should use more reuse water for irrigation, for industry, for cleaning our streets and all these kind of things. And nowadays we are using too much fresh water, and we don't have that.
And that's also costly.
And that's also costly, because you should make the treatment that it needs.
You said that, I think it was the previous slide, with the results for the three categories, you said that distillation of desalination water is really an energy-intensive process. So it obviously has a very big impact in global warming. But did you try any other electricity mixes as a sensitivity analysis?
Okay. These results are the ones from a plant that is in Canarian Island. So this is the data from the operation data of this plant. And we have done some internal calculation with different mix, but here we wanted to represent the Spanish situation, and the Spanish situation is that the plant from Canarian Island is using the electricity mix of Spain. So here we want to present the result. Of course, that if you change your electricity mix, it will change a lot.
And I'm not sure, but I guess that the plant has its own power sources, like renewable solar or...
In the plant that we have already studied, they use electricity, the electricity mix. They didn't have any other system from energy.
The same for Spanish.
Which one? Not all the water that go inside the plant. Only the percentage that go to the tertiary treatment. The production of the fertilizer, and in this case we use ammonium nitrate phosphate.
Water, fresh water, you avoid it.
question if you can cover in order. I don't know how this category works. And I think maybe a little bit tricky that you say like, yes, of course, for maybe one liter of water in home, a little bit more than that. But what do you think that what your actual functional unit is, which increase 1 cubic meter of water and to get 1 cubic meter of wastewater? Because in your plant you're being both, you clean water and you produce water.
Yeah. In this case, our functional unit was the production of 1 meter cubic. Mm-hmm. In this case, potable water, desalination water, or reclaimed water. In the first part of the study, it was the functional unit. It was 1 meter cubic of water treated in the wastewater treatment plant. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference in. Environmental impact, eutrophication, acidification, but here I didn't have time to present all the indicators, but we have a publication with all the indicators. So maybe I can give you the reference and you can check. Yeah, because here at the time it was not too much. It was a plant located in Tarragona. On the plant, it was depending on where we get data. Because as you know, one of the main problems is to get, the biggest problem is to get data of good quality. So we have made the study with the best quality data. It's only a freshwater inventory analysis. Yeah, we have give the same impact category. Okay, so that's all.